Life form detected.
The more you can train that muscle to be seen as misunderstood or a little bit rude or a bit sassy or whatever, the more you're letting your nervous system and your little girl to know that it's good to have boundaries.
Can you hold your own boundary of what you said it is that you're going to do and not just crumple like a paper cup?
Hi, I'm Stacey.
And I'm Inay.
Join us as we orbit spirituality and business and dance between the masculine and feminine flow.
In cosmic conversation, we travel between the outer world and our inner knowing.
Let's take one step in faith, one giant leap for doing it your way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trusting the Universe and Shit with another episode, episode 33. We're here with Stace, of course, just another collab solo episode for us.
Episode 33. How amazing that we made it here. Very cool.
Yes. And today's episodes are going to be a little bit sassy, you guys. So strap in, because we were just chatting before about, you know, different experiences where we responded or react, whatever, in a different way, and how that actually ended up serving us all. And sometimes, listen, we're very nice people. I think we're very kind and generous and loving. But sometimes we do have moments, and this is where I can thank the shadow to respond differently because we want a different outcome. And it's in a loving way. And so we're really excited for this one, because we're going to give some stories and how you can do that too.
I'm just laughing because when you were like, look, listen up. Because sometimes we need that tough love. We need someone to say, hey, what you're doing here is not okay. What you're giving to me in this moment is not okay for me. And I'm going to recorrect that with the way that I'm going to react to it. Not that I'm going to emotionally react to it, but I'm going to take an action that is going to inform the way that you then thus react back to me.
Yeah. And I think self-awareness, first and foremost, is the most important thing here, right? Because there is a fine line of reacting in a way that is just counterproductive and it actually doesn't serve anyone. And then there's another way that you can respond differently where it makes kind of shifting the energy for people to then take the action or be more integral in the way of working or being. And I think this is where self-awareness is a very, very important key. So, for instance, you know, one thing that we can be very self-aware about is if there's an emotion that's triggering you within a client or a business or a project, to be in contemplation and kind of question that before you react in a way that's not going to be beneficial. It's going to be that bridge between, yeah, being a little bit more savvy and or direct in your voice about a particular thing, or just being plain right rude and manipulative and just not okay. So I think we just want to preface that self-awareness is going to be the biggest thing here to shift to know what's beneficial or not.
Yeah, and sometimes you're going to feel rude when you're putting these actions out into the world with your relationships, with your clients, whatever it is. You're going to feel rude, but it's not actually going to be rude, because sometimes we've been taught that things are really rude not to do, and that's why we end up in our people-pleasing patterns. And you're not actually being rude a lot of the time. You're being direct. And we've been taught, especially as women, that we shouldn't be direct and that we should always be really kind. Like, I saw this video just before on this professional golfer was getting mansplained next to her, and this guy was like, your swing is too slow at the end. And she was like, yeah, I'm in the middle of a swing change with her golf swing. And she goes, oh, this is how I normally swing. She's like, oh my God, okay. So she has to show this guy, and she does this swing and she knocks it right out of the park at the golf range. But then I got this feeling like he's probably going to take credit for that. He's probably going to take credit for that, with the fact that he thinks that he has come in and given her advice. So, you know, as women, and she was so nice to him, and she was just like, yeah, thank you. You know, but you could see it on her face that she was really frustrated, because she obviously knew what she was doing. She was a professional golfer. And the fact that we always have to be nice and we have to embody this. Oh, thank you. Thank you for telling me something that I'm obviously very capable in. And we're really taught not to be, quote unquote, rude. And we're not, when we're supposed to just accept that. And I think this can really hamper us in a lot of ways, especially when we're working with our clients, because we accept so much that ends up making us really resentful because we do things that we shouldn't allow. Like we work really late on a Saturday night when our clients message us and we say, oh yeah, that's fine. I'll just message you back right now. Instead of holding ourselves accountable and saying, no, I'm not going to message them back until Monday morning. And as much as we might, for example, like put in our contract, I don't work on the weekends or I don't work late at night. The client, if they text you and you message them back, then you've just taught them that that's okay to do.
Yeah, you've changed absolutely. The contract. And this is why I mentioned, you know, to have that contemplation moments and to pause before reacting, because at the end of the day, we are just humans and we do sometimes just fall into old habits. And we've spoken about, you know, that's have compassion for that moment that happens. But the more you can train that muscle to be seen as misunderstood or a little bit rude or a bit sassy or whatever, the more you're letting your nervous system and your little girl to know that it's good to have boundaries. It's good to actually take care of yourself first and foremost before anyone else, because that's going to actually inevitably help them too, right? And so, yeah, when you just say, I'm not working weekends, and then you respond, you're folding into your boundaries. And if you do get messages, which I have done before, and I almost respond, I just take 3 breaths. And then by the 3rd breath, what I was experiencing was like, oh, a little bit of like anxiety of, oh gosh, like I don't want them to not be with me or like figure this out or blah, 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 blah. Or I don't want them to feel like I'm being rude or blah, blah, blah. That after that 3rd breath, I'm like, no, they'll get it because I've voiced it. It's there. I've mentioned it a couple times. They'll get it. And I also noticed that I also get that sometimes you're just, if something has clicked for them and in that moment, you don't want to lose that thought, of course, text it. Like, absolutely. So we have it in writing. We can get back to it on Monday. I think that's okay. But as long as they're aware that I'm not going to get to it until Monday morning, right? So I think that's just a really good way. And as we were mentioning before, sometimes your clients is going to get a bit of a shock moment when you do respond or react a little bit differently. But if it's coming from a place of love and integrity and the highest good of all, there's actually nothing that's wrong here. And it's actually a way for it's opening up a moment for your client to respond or react or do the action that you actually really need required to be done, you know?
Yeah. And it's difficult too, because like I was away recently. I was in a market. It was a really, really busy day. I was in a different state. And one of my client sites had gone down and I didn't know why. And I'm sitting there in this little tiny little booth and there was hundreds of little stalls around and it was a hot day and I'm trying to eat my lunch and I'm on my phone and my parents are there and my partner and it was just chaos, right? And I'm there on my phone trying to figure out why this site's gone down. This is like emergency. And I felt so sick and we got in the car and we had to drive like an hour to get to the next location. And I'm in the back of the car freaking panicking because, oh my God, the site's gone down. But what I really should have done is like, look, this site hadn't even launched yet. Let's just wait the hour till I get to the next location. I'll just sit down and I'll work it out from there. Because it's not like the site was live. If the site was live, that might have been a different emergency. But you've kind of got to think, okay, is this really worth me being on my phone trying to reset my passwords in a really busy market and do all these things? No, it really wasn't. And that was a real reality check for me because the feelings that I got inside my body of wanting to vomit because the site had gone down and it ended up being a simple thing. And it was just, it was so stressful, but it really wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it in that moment. In that second, could it wait an hour? Could it have waited? Yes, it could have.
Yeah, especially if it wasn't like in a launch moment, right? Like that is a whole different world, right? if you're launched and, you know, people are in it and doing things, absolutely, then that's a little bit more of a, okay, let's get to it. But you're right. It's like, it really wasn't worth it. And what was coming to me when you were telling that story was like, well, would this energy, this vibe that's going on, is that sustainable? No, like no matter, I don't care how much success or whatever you get from that sort of energy that you feed from, it's just in the long run, it's not sustainable. You're going to end up probably with a disease. You're probably going to have something. You're probably going to have something that's like really, really your body and universe are going to be like, you've got to literally calm and like, you know, ground and just like take care of yourself and your nervous system first and foremost, because it's that's that vibes is not sustainable. And I too can, you know, count many, many times where I had similar things, especially when it came to like team management or being in like a project that's like has a deadline. And then everyone's kind of like having this like anxiety attack from all areas.
And like the chaos.
Yeah. And even though like it doesn't seem chaotic, like logically you're like, yeah, I'm just having a moment with like, I'm just struggling to log in. It's like, no, internally, like there's chaos. Like this is not a vibe. And now I just think having those three breaths or, you know, going and putting your feet on the grass or whatever, just for a split second, I guarantee you're probably going to respond. And I've noticed every time I do that, I've also noticed that like solutions just come really quickly. And not to say I may fall back into old ways, but it does tend to get easier and easier. And that different response has created a different solution. And I think that's where that beauty lies with it.
Yeah, because the actual frequency of your brain when you're in that frazzled moment, the frequency visually is like this really jagged line. And when we're in the frequency of flow, it's actually been shown on the scans to be a more even flowing line. Like you can actually see it. So you're not thinking properly. You're panicking. You have so much anxiety. But is there another way that you can respond? Can you do it later? Can you hold yourself accountable to yourself? Like, can you hold your own boundary of what you said it is that you're going to do and not just crumple like a paper cup? Like, as you know, how you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to the gym on this day, and I'm going to, next time that client says to me that they want this done by Sunday, I'm going to tell them, no, they have to wait till Monday. Do you immediately crumple like a paper cup on the Sunday when they actually ask you and you go, oh no, I crumpled on myself again. Like, I, dang it. And so I was saying to myself this week, I was like, I'm going to start embodying my like bad bitch era. I'm going to, like, if a client doesn't pay me, I'm not doing the work. So often did I used to just, I'll just continue doing the work, even though they haven't paid their last invoice. And now I'm like, no, I'm lying in the sand. I'm immediately stopping work until that last thing is paid, because I don't know if they're going to pay the next one. They may not. Usually they do, but it doesn't even matter if they do and that you have a really good relationship. That's just, it's something that you have to hold for yourself, for like your own self-respect, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because what's happening there is you're not feeding the fear. You're not feeding this constant cycle, right? And so, and that's, we're very compassionate. We get that it's hard. It's easier said than done. But you're right. You got to a point where you're just like, I have done this way too much in my life for many, many years in my business. And I'm just lying in the sand. I'm doing things differently. And I get why I can be a little bit fearful to like respond or react differently. But you actually notice that you've broken that pattern, you've broken that cycle. And now what you've been wanting, you know, to receive is actually coming to fruition. And I think that's that beauty of like, yeah, kind of embodying your shadow a little bit. Like you said, your bad bitch era, your savage moment. Again, it's, you're not saying that because you want to be rude and mean and like, you know, just burn bridges left, right and center. You're doing that because you're like, I'm at a point where I'm going to embody this shadowy moment. And I know it's also still coming from a place of love. And I know that this is going to actually serve me and the other person more than what I've been doing. And so that's a beautiful way of, yeah, just having that perspective shift, you know?
Yeah, because it does come from a place of love. Like, I remember when I would just let meetings go for beyond the hour. So the meeting is set up that it's an hour. sometimes I would let it go for 2 hours because they had to pour all this stuff out to me about their family and their dad's in hospital and all these things. And so I would just allow it, right? And now I think it's way more serving for me to cut the meeting off in an hour because it's teaching the client that then they, when they have their clients, that they also need to hold that boundary. Because if I just do it for 2 hours, maybe that cycle perpetuates with them and their clients. So I'm doing them a disservice by teaching them that they also don't have to value their own boundaries because they will do it again and they will perpetuate the cycle. So I really have to embody that in myself in order to teach it and to show other people to do it. So I have one more example, and that is that recently I had a client, like I host client websites, right? And the client didn't pay the hosting for whatever reason. And I just, you know, went and disabled the site. And, you know, part of me is like, this is so mean. Like I really, you know, I feel awful. This is terrible. But when you don't pay your hosting with a big company, that's exactly what happens. It's automatic. It just like comes off and then you realize, oh, I haven't paid my bill. You know, it's the same with your phone company, with your internet, whatever. You don't pay your bill, it gets shut off because it's just automated. But when we're small business owners, so many feelings are wrapped up in all of these decisions, and we're able to be like kind of manipulated emotionally when people like beg us, or they beg us for a discount, or they beg us like, oh, can I please like pay this like in a month, or can I please have a discount, or I don't know, whatever it is that people beg you for. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do exactly what the company does because I have to pay for it myself. So the site comes down. And I was like, yeah. And it was fine. So, you know, sometimes you can just embody that thing that you want to hold, that you want to say, that you want to embody in yourself. Like, I want to hold myself to this standard. And I'm going to take the action that complements and confirms that action.
Absolutely. And I love that you gave that example because it is a very, the action oriented thing. It's not something that is, it's like behind the scenes, right? And I think this is like really interesting with like Instagram or social media. Everyone is so embodied and have this integrity and stuff. But I've had moments where like people that I didn't sign with because they just couldn't pay for the deposit, or they just couldn't, and that's fine, right? I'm not shitting on them. I totally get it. Like, you know, same sometimes, but don't go on social media on a story saying you've made seven figures or whatever, and you're not even taking the integral actions behind the scenes to be that leader. Like, it's just the math ain't mathin'. Like, it's just the leadership ain't there, really, because that's really what true, you know, inner authority is like taking the action, doing the things, stop feeding the excuse. And I just think that that's, I love that you were like, no, I'm not going to sit around getting kind of manipulated in some sort of way when a big company just, there's no emotional attachment to it. They're just like, oh, logically you can't pay that. Well, logically you're not going to get the service. Like, that's just, you know, that's not even a personal attack. That's just business. So.
Yeah, right. It's just business, that saying. And when people don't pay me what they owe me, then I can't then pay for the things that I need to pay for that I have commitments to. So it really, really screws me up when that happens, because then I feel really bad because I can't pay for the things I need to pay for. And I just think that, yes, of course, like sometimes we can't pay for things, sometimes we can't, but there are consequences to that, and being okay with the consequences. It's like, okay, that's fine, but this is the consequence to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's again where that like savviness, that boss energy comes in. It's not because it's like this hierarchical state of like, well, I'm better than you, so you got to, like, not at all. This is just a full place of like, no, I'm very integral with the way that I work, and I also got bills to pay, and I'll, so like, let's all be collaborative here and be supporting one another, right? And if push comes to shove, I'm really going to stay in my boundaries, and I'm going to stay integral with what I need to do on my side. So I think that's where that energy can be really beneficial and is important to embody and know that it's, don't shame yourself for falling into that trap.
Yeah. There's no shame there. And yeah, it's not about, I don't know. It's not about you having a big ego. It's not about having to have a power trip or anything like that. It's really about creating more space for you to do the projects that you really are passionate about. Because the minute that I go over time when I'm working on a client, I'll happily give an extra 5 hours or something when I'm working on something, you know? But those hours I could be spending serving so many other people, creating resources for so many other people that could be using those resources that I didn't create because I was just helping one person. So I'm not having the impact that I want. I'm not helping as many people as I want. And I'm not moving the needle fast enough for myself because I was just trying to help someone out of a jam that really needed it. And, you know, because I'm really compassionate, I really want to help people. But you also need to help yourself. You also need to help all the other people that need your help, not just this one person, this one client who is having a really like specific technical issue with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think the more that you can be self-aware in that aspect, that this is really from a loving place and that this also benefits me, which then benefits it all. That's where that is. It's not a power trip. It's not trying to be greater than you or greater than thou. It's not at all. And you can tell, right? Like you can tell when people are trying to be more like leadership and trying to coerce you into doing things or be a certain way or manipulate you or whatever. Like that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just being integral with our business, with our boundaries, with always leading with love, but knowing that at a certain ratio, we're going to put our foot down. And that's not because we want to burn bridges, but just because we also need to take care of ourselves as well. So yeah, couldn't agree more. And it's a big topic, isn't it? Because it's like, there's a fine line, you know, like you can tell like who is on the one side and who is the other, like, and it's a fine line. There's always a moment where it's like, is it the ego? Is it the soul? Like there's that, you know, energy that plays out, but you can tell when someone is actually just really embodying their inner authority rather than a...
That is it in a sentence, embodying your inner authority. Also, when you said put your foot down, I think that when you said like the fear of putting our foot down, like we have that fear that if we put our foot down, sorry, edit that out. We have that fear that if we put our foot down, that there's going to be a really bad consequence. But often there isn't the consequence that we're imagining, the scenario that we're imagining that's going to happen, like we're going to fully burn a bridge. Like if we hold ourselves to what we said we were going to do, that we're going to immediately burn a bridge. But actually, that's not really, really the case. It's just the fear that we think is going to happen because we've been taught, especially in our society as women, of what's going to happen if we aren't nice to somebody.
Yeah. And actually, it's so funny that you mentioned that. I know so many people in my life, and myself included in past relationships, where me not speaking about a problem inevitably because of, let's say, I don't want to break up or I don't want problems to happen or blah, blah, blah. I don't want like a whole can of worms to open. Inevitably did that because it festered and festered and was, you know, water on the bridge the whole time. But that, you know, it ended up just overflowing and resentment building. And it's the same with any relationship that you have in your life. Like you cannot just think, oh, I don't want to put my foot down because like, what if they... If you put your foot down, 9 times out of 10, people are going to be like, you know what? You make a good point. Fair enough.
Like, yeah.
You want in your life, right? The ones that are like stand with truth and want you to be authentic and express. It's like, you know what? Yeah, fair enough. That was not a good thing of my part, or thank you for calling me out, or whatever the thing is. So I think this applies to anything. It's not even business. It's just life, relationships, people.
Yeah. And do we really want to keep the people in our life that are going to go and burn a bridge if we put our foot down about something? Like if we tell them, hey, you know, I'd love for you to come to my dinner, but, you know, we're not having any alcohol tonight. And you know, this is just an example that I remember Brené Brown used to use. Imagine if somebody had a big hissy fit over that and they were like, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. I'm not coming. And do we really want a friend like that anyway? That isn't going to respect what you have stipulated for the event or the evening or your house even. Are we really going to want to keep that friend? Are we really going to want to keep that energy around anyway? Probably
not. Absolutely. And the quicker you can realize those people aren't your people, the quicker you're going to be in a much more sustainable and, you know, sustainable life and journey and adventure in life, because you have people that like want you to speak the truth and want you to be authentic. So
it
applies to everything. So
yeah. So speak your truth, no matter what the fear is that's coming up, because the fear that's coming up is probably not really something that we need to be fearing anyway, because ultimately I think it's going to be of service.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this was that was a really good little savage rant from us.
Savage rant Fridays.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy that one. And again, let us know. We've got an email now. So email us anything that does come forward. If you had to speak a truth, how that went. Yeah, I would love to hear from you guys.
Yes. So our email is hello@trustingtheuniverseandshit.com. We also have trustingtheuniverseandshit.com as our website. There's not really much on there yet, but you can go in there and find all the links to listen and share it. And yeah, if you want to contact us through there, you can as well. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening today. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Been amazing. And see you guys next time. Bye.